Shalom, saints. I greet you once more again in the mighty name of Jesus. We really appreciate the mercy of the Lord and his love upon us all as we look forward for the Lord to bring a new day. We really appreciate God for the physical new day that he has given us so that we can minister to him in the truth and in the spirit. Our sharing today is coming from the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 21, verse 20 to 22. I will read in the mighty name of Jesus. And there was yet a battle in Gathi, where was a man of great stature, that had on every hand 6 fingers, and on every foot 6 toes, 24 in number. He also was born to the giant. And when he defied Israel, Jonathan, the son of Shimea, the brother of David, slew him. These 4 were born to the giants in Gathi, and fell by the hand of David, and by the hand of his servants. We are coming to the end of our series, The 4 Giants. This is the last giant that the Bible is showing us, that he was a man with great stature. But this man had no name. It was showing satanic hybrid spirit that was released in the last days to bring hybrid religion so that people cannot have a stand in the things of God. This man had no weapon or physical weapons. We don't see his spear like the other giants. We don't see his sword like the other giants. We don't see any other physical weapon. But the weapon of this man was 6 fingers on every hand and 6 toes on every foot, and also we have another weapon that the man was carrying, the great stature of his body. When you add the 6 fingers on every hand, you get around 12. And then the 6 fingers on every foot, you get 12, that is 24. And then we have another weapon that the man was possessing, the great stature of his body, that is 25. So this man came and faced Israel with 25 weapons on his body. It was not a physical weapon. This was a mystery. A mysterious creature. So 25 is the number of death. So this man came to face the men of Israel with the weapon of death. This is the last weapon that the devil is using. Satan is using death as the last weapon to terrorize humanity. But we really appreciate God that the Lord sent the brother of David. The brother of David was showing the Holy Ghost filled Christians who came in the same spirit as Jesus. They walked in the same faith like Jesus. They were clothed in the same righteousness as Jesus. And they were all having the same power as Jesus, and Jesus gave them power. So they qualified a soldier to kill this giant was the brother of David, who was called Shimea. And Shimea means people who hear properly. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation that he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So when this man came to face Israel with the mysterious weapons, Shimea looked at this man and he saw that this is a hybrid religion. We are living in the most dangerous of all the ages, whereby the devil has come out with hybrid religion. Even in the message has created another Babylon, which is the spirit of confusion. And we have many segments in the message circle. It is caused by this giant. We see also this man the purpose also of the six fingers. It was just pointing people to mistakes of men. This is the spirit of numbering mistakes. So when this man points at the judge, people would start pointing one another only in mistakes. Oh, he did this, he did this, but they don't see any good thing that brother or that sister has done. We are trying to look the mystery of this man. You remember when the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they brought a woman who was caught red-handed in adultery to Jesus Christ. They were just looking at the mistakes of that woman, but they never seen any good thing in that woman. And that woman represented the judge, and Jesus stooped down and he wrote on the ground. So we see the same hand that wrote on the ground is rewriting our mercy, is rewriting our pattern, and saying that our sins are pardoned, and go and sin no more. So we see this mysterious creature. It was a mystery to the children of Israel. So it needed a man who had wisdom and understanding, and that man was Shemaiah. You are a Shemaiah of today. Shemaiah represented Holy Ghost-filled Christians who knows the mystery of this man. Also, we see that this man was having six fingers on every foot and six fingers on every hand. So this man was connected with the mystery man in Revelation chapter 13. You know the mystery man that has the number 666. So it was the number of man, the religion of man, the worship of man. You remember in the book of Daniel, they forced the people to worship man, to worship a holy man. And it all advertisement in every business, it is just centered on man, man. Even you see, in every situation in the world today, politics is just centered on man. Even in business, many people are doing business just centered on men. So it is the spirit of man. And God raised the brother of David. These are committed Christians who knows what to do in our time. And this man, Shemaiah, when he came out, he came with the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. And the Bible says that he killed this giant and fell by the hand of David and by the hand of his servants. David represented Christ Jesus, and the servants of David represented ministers and Christians who are in the body of Christ Jesus. We need men like those men who are fighting for the kingdom of David. We are in this world not by our own ability, but by his ability, by his mercy, and the Lord has equipped us fully. We are here with the full armor of the Lord, fighting the last giant, and the last giant is the hybrid religion that is in the world today. My brothers and sisters, there is many things that we can talk about this mystery man that came to fight Israel using the six fingers and using the six doors. So the doors were the purpose of the six doors was to make many judges unstable. And the purpose of the six fingers on every hand was only to point mistakes, problems, mistakes, shortcomings in the life of the people. And there is no way you can see any good thing that person or that sister, that brother has done. So may God help us as raised the standard using Shemaiah. The Lord is using the standard you, raising the standard using you. The Lord has anointed you and anointing you and me in order for us to overcome every situation and every condition in this world. So the four giants represented the satanic power that Satan is using in order to fight the move of God's Spirit in the life of the people. So Satan is wise, so we need to be more wise than him. And the Bible says in the book of Daniel that the wise will understand. So we are amongst the wise people who have been given ability to understand. I really appreciate God for this ability and for the wisdom. And we see when King Solomon came on the throne, he was given the word, he was given everything, but he prayed for wisdom in order to judge and to lead the children of Israel. So we have the word, we have the message, we have many things in life. We need wisdom on how to handle those things. May God bless us all. Thank you for your prayers and support. I have really appreciated for your compliments and some words of encouragement. May God bless you, and God continue to bless our pastor, Pastor Andrew Peary, and his team for this platform, which has made us together to meet in order to fellowship and to share the word of God, and even to share testimonies. God bless you, and God strengthen you, and God bless your ministry. All my fellow ministers who are preaching on this platform, I am always enjoying your preachings and being encouraged and being strengthened in the inner man. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Amen.